Spectacular Custom Vent Collins, episode 64 for the week of May 22nd, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Hey guys, this is the robot edition of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Mince from Halo Portable.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, thank you for joining us.
Stop whining.
Dude, you're supposed to have the soundboard up and everything, man.
Yeah, I was pumped. I got ready all day for this episode.
Dang, man, you got to be quick on that soundboard, man. You got to know what to press.
Yeah,
like, shut up, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
So wait, are you telling me that wasn't Arnold? Was that?
Yeah, where's Arnold, man? Where'd he go? What'd you do with him?
What'd you do to him?
Bring him back.
I have morphed into Arnold.
You morphed.
I guess he's too busy governating.
Governating. The governator. I'm a cybernetic neural processor, a learning computer.
My CPU is a neural processor, a learning computer.
Well, this is the Podtacular Customs and Collins Show, episode 64, where we're going to be talking about all kinds of... actually, we're going to be talking about the top two custom games. Of course, we're going to be covering the Halo 3 update, first off, which we're going to be doing every episode now, and the Bungie update, what's the latest with them. And we're going to be covering all kinds of... actually, we're going to go through the coolest voicemails that people sent in. And we can send those in at 206-888-HALO. And we're going to be covering details from the Foxhole, which is stories people send in from in-game Halo 2 games. All kinds of good stuff. So, yeah, we got a packed show.
Well, I mean, the reason why the show is a bit late, ladies and gentlemen, is Fumo actually... Okay, here's a story.
Genius.
We recorded it, and then Fumo was finished, and then this ninja came into Fumo's house, and the ninja was like, give me the recording. Fumo was like, no! And then they fought, and Fumo ended up losing, and then they stole the recording, and...
I didn't lose, I just, won, like, in a negative way.
Losing.
It was a draw, but it went in his favor.
And if by draw, you mean it skipped through the entire first time we recorded, then yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, sorry for the lateness. And the news we may have for you may be a little late as well, because we kind of ripped this news down last week.
Just
yeah. But we'll cover it anyway, because we're cool like that.
Go Pro A! Woo!
Alright. Came out of nowhere. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Let's get started on the Halo 3 update. And stuff we haven't already talked about, so we're going to cover it anyway, even though it's a little old. But we're also going to get into some other stuff that's more recent. So let's start off with this, is that Frankie confirmed a couple things a little while back. Is first of all, it's not the standard assault rifle that Master Chief was holding in the trailer. He says, who says it's a standard assault rifle? It doesn't look identical to me. So I thought it was the same model as the assault rifle, but apparently I was wrong.
Well, right? If you look at it closely, if you look at the barrel of the weapon, it looks a little more long and narrow, kind of like the battle rifle's barrel. So that means the assault rifle might be a little more accurate than in Halo 1.
You could also have like an alternating fire kind of thing with, you know, I haven't played the Perfect Dark for the 360 yet, but for the N64 there was like an alternate fire with it, where you have like a secondary fire and like a first fire and stuff.
Hmm.
So
you think one way you'd shoot it like the assault rifle, and the other way you'd shoot it like the battle rifle?
Well, I mean, that doesn't seem plausible to me when I think about it, but that's what makes the most sense about it to me. I mean, having a mix between a battle rifle and an assault rifle may be a little bit too easy for a person, but...
Yeah, well, we'll see.
There may be some kind of balance mix that they do with the, with, like, being able to do either automatic fire or a three-burst fire or something like that.
Yeah, something cool.
Something that would be balanced, you know, it's hard to say.
It'll be awesome.
Whatever it is, it'll be awesome. But, yeah, so it's not identical. It has a scope, right?
No.
I thought it had a
scope.
Was,
that was the word we got the word scope confused for nozzle. I think the time before last time we recorded the show.
Oh, yeah, that explains it. No wonder. I thought it didn't have a scope. Gee.
This is the third time we've recorded this darn show.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the third time I've heard Fuma go. So, but so Frankie confirmed some things.
Like, shut Three up, Fuma. Old. Well, okay, so yeah. Anyways, moving on.
They are not far outside of New Mombasa in the trailer. And if you look in the background, you'll see Mount Zanzibar.
Mount Zanzibar?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
With a giant fan. Mount Lockout. And, you know.
My bad.
And then there's Mount Lockout, and there's Lake...
Hey,
Lake Gemini.
Lake Gemini, man. Nice, Zanzibar. Good fishing there.
Yeah.
There's actually a place in Africa called Zanzibar. You know, there is
Is it a mountain? Okay, I rest my case.
Are you a mountain?
No, it's Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, that one.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
They should just have that, like, playing, like, around the mountain, just, like, on repeat. It's like, Mount Kilimanjaro.
You got speakers all around the whole mountain. People are like, God, I hate this mountain.
Or maybe that's where the guy who says that lives, you know, as a little hermit.
He wakes up every morning, he's like, Kilimanjaro.
That's all he says. And it's like, hey, you want something to eat? Kilimanjaro.
And he's competing with the guy that lives over.
All right, so we'll get you some, you know, pancakes or something.
He competes with the guy that lives over on... Mount Double Kill.
Double Kill.
Anyway.
Killing spree.
Yeah, right.
And then no one likes the betrayal guy. He's just like, betrayal. And everyone's like, shut up.
30 Double seconds kill. To win.
Bomb armed. Yeah, the bomb armed guy and the bomb planted guy live together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Broke back mountains.
Nice.
Wow.
Dang.
Okay, I guess we should move on then.
Yes,
I mean, to the next
let's.
Thing that's included in. Okay, the covenant has been in control. You need spell check on your show notes, Fuma.
You need spell check for your voice, man.
You need spell check for your mom.
Oh,
burn!
Yeah, you're a chicken.
He went there.
The covenant have been in control of Earth since the end of Halo 2.
Hmm. That was kind of obvious. I mean, the whole bomb, I mean, Earth exploding kind of thing.
No, but since the end of Halo 2, as opposed to, like, since long after the end of Halo 2. That's what that's why I even put that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, right at the end of Halo 2, basically, that's about, you know, really close to that is when the Covenant actually turned the tables.
I remember way back when the game was first released, and I was playing a campaign... I thought the ending was the worst ending of that game ever created. Because you beat Tartarus, and it's like, I'm flying towards Earth at supersonic speeds. Wait till Halo 3 to find out what happens to me.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a nursery rhyme there, man. Pretty good.
It's like in Star Wars, it's like Anakin dives for Obi-Wan when they just begin fighting, and it's like, wait for Star Wars Episode 4 to find out what happens. What?
What could happen to Master Chief? Will it be long or will it be brief?
Yeah. I don't know, but I like beef.
Like you could compare the end of Halo 2 to the end of the second Matrix movie, except hopefully Halo 3 won't suck.
Just like,
oh, please.
I
no.
liked Revolutions, okay? I liked that movie. Though
yeah,
I did catch...
You liked the special effects is what you liked.
Okay. There are certain times in that movie that you could see, like, if you look when they're, like, when Agent Smith, like, kicks him into the warehouse, like,
right.
flies in. Okay, so Agent Smith, like, props himself up, like, he stands up without moving, and you look in his glasses and you can see the camera pointing right at him.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that is so about Halo. Yeah.
That's all right, though. Whatever. No, seriously, I was like a huge Matrix fan for quite a long time, and I was so pumped for Revolutions, man. And I was so disappointed. Because I was like, I had all these questions, right? They like left all this mystery with like with the second one. And I was like so pumped to like have all these questions answered and everything. after, you know, I was such a huge fan of the original. And, dude, it came out, and I was like, they didn't, the whole, like, alternate universe that Neo sees, they don't explain anything about that, what it is, what he's seeing, what is going on. They don't explain anything.
In summary...
It doesn't matter, because the Frenchman tries to explain it. He's just like...
So, in summary...
Oui, oui, monsieur. Everyone's like, oh... I understand.
Okay, he's French.
Great movie.
All right, awesome, I get it now.
In conclusion, Halo 3, please don't suck.
Yes.
The
so,
next thing...
on to, yeah... The whole revealing the Ark is at least in part because of the slipspace jump made by the Covenant capital ship right above New Mombasa.
The one that happened in Halo 2.
Yeah, right? he did clarify that the slipspace jump creates a big, you know, a big
vacuum.
Damage deal.
Vacuum.
Vacuum, yeah, vacuum doohickey. Yeah. Yeah.
Vacuums really suck, and, yeah.
So, which,
get it,
therefore...
Get it. Get it. Yeah. Anyways, so the revelation
I'm
in the background.
I'm stupid.
Anyway,
I won't even give you a response. Anyways, the wreckage in the background is the remains of the space elevator.
Okay.
That
keep it going.
Big building in New Mombasa.
Right.
Yes. You know, I didn't even know what that was.
The space.
I thought that thing, the whole scene back there, was Stonehenge, because there's a Covenant cruiser hovering right over, hovering right over two buildings, and it was like
Stonehenge.
That's Stonehenge.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh,
that's
dude.
The meaning of Stonehenge.
You think too much,
anyway.
Dude.
The Covenant.
You need to take a nap.
Okay.
Yeah, bad things happen when lone banana phone things.
Yeah, you need to cool off your brain,
man. As displayed by World War II.
Okay. You thought in World War II, and World War II happened.
Yes. Uh-oh. I was like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck...
And it was like, boom, Hitler, everything,
like,
man.
Bam! Hitler.
World War II!
Oh
Hitler,
my God.
Pearl Harbor, and it was like, oh crap, I better stop thinking.
Oh, NATO phone was thinking! Everyone take cover! Ah.
Okay, so let's get going here, yeah. So what else we got?
The game and music will have a darker feel. The movie was, in fact, rendered live with Xbox 360.
Yeah,
the movie
so
meaning the trailer.
Everything you see there is actual real-time gameplay stuff. Like it was in Halo 2, you know, it wasn't pre-rendered cutscenes, it was actual in-engine people, you know?
Yeah, in fact, they were saying that certain people were allowed to fly through the demo wasteland behind closed doors at E3. So, on the actual game engine. Which is, you know, a good deal to show that they've made a lot of progress on the whole system. So it's a good thing.
I heard that with that when they were zooming around, if you look at the horizon and you see all the clouds all over there, it's not just background stuff. You can actually go all the way over there.
Yeah.
You know, like you can walk there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I hear you can go right up to Mount Kilimanjaro if you want.
Oh, that'd be cool. But yeah, hopefully that means on the 360 you'll be able to have bigger levels along the lines of Assault in the Control Room, Halo 1. I didn't really see that many big open environments in Halo 2, or as many anyway.
Yeah, true, yeah. Everything was like a tunnel, you know? I mean, there was different... they did a good job of making it not seem like that, but really it was.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure that's like probably among their number one concerns, you know? Number one concerns is if there's multiple number ones, but
I mean we've been saying it on the all the Halo 3 shows in the past. I mean they've got to be listening to us, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, Bungie.
We're podtacular. Okay.
You will hear us. Yeah, right. Making demands of Bungie.
Oh.
Okay, who's next?
Know your place, mortal.
Texture Pop will be gone.
Yay!
AKA
fixed.
And it is Master Chief in the trailer. Not Linda.
Not
that's good enough.
Not.
You know,
not the girly Spartan.
Spartan John 117. You know.
Sweet.
That guy.
And that the is Chuck Norris playing. Coming out of the arc. Not a. That's like. So.
Yeah.
Wait, you had to tell me for me to know that. Duh.
Sorry if I spoiled the surprise.
Duh.
I knew it.
So there's a Halo 3 press pack available at Xbox.com, if you guys don't already know, with high-res Halo 3 graphics for Photoshop geeks out there, and there's going to be a link in the show notes.
Sweet.
It's a long Link is why we're not saying it here.
Yeah.
Alright. Side note. Podtacular Season 06. Sign up in the forums at podtacular.com for pro cams and pro clans and one team for each of the rec clans. And as we speak it now, there's only one spot open.
One spot left.
Well, I mean, one spot for the people who are going to lose because Team Taste the Rainbow, a.k.a. my team, is going to swarm the competition.
Wow, man, that's a tough name, and it's hard to compete against that, but we'll see what happens.
Dude, it's me, JVB, Cow's Rule, and Mega Man Zero.
Sweet. Wow. Taste the Rainbow.
It took us like 20 minutes to decide on a name.
And that's what you decided on? What the hell?
You should have heard the other ones. It was like Five Skin.
Oh my God. Wow, Taste the Rainbow wins, definitely. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And side note two is side note for me, which are weekly pro matches sponsored by me. All pros, either Pro A or Pro B, are welcome to compete, and it would be Pro A versus Pro B. And we just had one just an hour ago.
Cool.
And Pro A lost again.
But it was close, right?
It's close every single game. That's why it's so fun.
See, that's what's cool. That's what counts.
I do the best on Pro A of the time, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, close games are fun, you know. Even if you lose, it's still fun. I'm still, like, at the end going, good game, man. That was a good game. Because, you know.
Unless you're in matchmaking and the people are like, oh, you got owned.
I know. If they're freaking rubbing it in your face and everything, it's like, oh, come on, man.
It's also the worst if there's one person that beat you, like, outright. And the other people on their team have, like, go, like, 3 kills and 9 deaths. They're like, you got owned. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It was all about your sniper, man. It didn't even matter about the rest of you guys. Yeah, really. All right, well, let's go on and do a couple of custom games here.
Sweet.
We got the top 2 custom games that we're going to be reading off, and we got tons more in the show notes. Tons. Yeah.
Like 400 or 500.
Pages on pages on pages.
Yes. So if you guys like custom games, you have a plethora of custom games to go through.
That's a good word.
Yeah?
I like that word.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. The first of our top 2 custom games is by Jenkins. I didn't forget about you. It's a game type called Field of Spleens. It's a game created to imitate as closely as possible for Halo, a real-life battle. There are 5 territories played only on Zanzibar with all human weapons on the map. All human vehicles, including the Gauss Hog, Chain Gun Hog, and the Scorpion. The starting weapon is a battle rifle, secondary is sniper rifle, no grenades because it's too easy to get kills with no shields. And it has to take 15 seconds and a long time to add to the tension. I think it's pretty fun, I played it before. And the name comes from a movie called Field of Dreams, except this has lots more violence.
Yeah, not a lot of violence in Field of Dreams.
No, just a lot of baseball.
Fields, dreams, you know. Baseball.
Field of Dreams.
Corn.
A true story.
Yeah, really. This is in the outtakes, by the way. Yeah, they cover Field of Spleens.
Yeah.
All
okay,
right.
Then Kimo's custom game is called Grab Yo Balls.
Wow.
And
I get it.
He says, I played this with a lot of Podtacular guys in the past, and I seem to like it, so here's how it works. There are 3 oddballs on the map. Everyone starts with a BR and SMG. Weapons on map are the shotguns. When the game starts, the oddballs have the indicator on. When the ball is taken, the indicator disappears. Now, this is a 2-team game, so be sure to have 4 even teams on. Since there are 3 balls, the team must control 2 of them to win. Since the ball indicator is off, when a player has the ball, he tends to hide. Notice I didn't say she for obvious reasons.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Great one.
Since
great.
Some players are hiding, and some players are looking for the other team's balls, LOL.
LOL.
Kima Wood, LOL. Anyway.
LOL.
LOL.
Go Pro A. Yeah, Kimo. Okay. It forces you to make important decisions based on the team's balls. I mean, on whether to defend or attack. my screensaver.
Dude, you didn't fix that? Oh my gosh. Hey, you guys, last time we recorded this, his screensaver went off like 10 times during the freaking show. He has the safest screen of all time, dude.
It's just very protective.
Oh, yes. This screen has no burn-in whatever. He can't even read a web page, dude.
Wow.
And real quick, the new game that's sweeping the nation is called Banana Pwn Rules. It's called Lone Banana Pwn Rules, but it's also called Cage Match. And real quick, it's just four even teams and only two players pacing at a time. So everyone can watch the matchups and stuff, and it's really fun. We do it at all the Pro Clan Thursdays. So
cool. I see how it works. Sounds slip your custom game in there. All right.
Hey, it's a good drop, though.
Smoothly slide that in there.
And if I had my own podcast, I would drop in right now. But I don't. So I won't.
All right, so
the
on to the next one.
Children.
We got one from Moomashine23, who says, this is a sequel to a Territories game type you made up last year. The weapon should be MLG-06 style. All territories should be on, and the vehicles should be default. Best played with 10 to 16 players on Coag or Burial Mounts. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like Field of Spoons better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, I should look that
up.
Wait,
are we doing two custom games?
Yeah, now we're on four game types here. Yeah, let's skip on to...
Yeah.
I got thrown off by your edition of the game there, man. Screw me all
up. Yeah, just a drop there.
Just...
Hey,
smoothly slid on
me. Guess what I have to say to you, Fumo?
Huh?
I can barely hear that.
Yeah, dude. What are you playing that on, like, your dollar store radio or something?
No, dude, I'm saying it.
You're saying it, okay.
I'm Arnold.
Right.
You have a pretty weak Arnold voice there, man.
That's Arnold. How can you have a weak Arnold voice?
Because you're like,
I think JVB has a better Arnold voice than Arnold does.
Wow. Arnold,
JVB's
you need to come
laugh.
On the show. Come on.
JVB's laugh is the best laugh.
I know, man. Okay, wait. Okay, imitation. That's awesome.
And if you get him to laugh really hard, he's like,
I know, he totally is, man.
It's like, and then like it just like a small subdued laugh is like
oh my god. Y'all are totally just digesting his laugh or something.
I know, man. Well, that brings us to the point of the show where it's time to go over the call-ins. People send in voicemails to our voicemail line 206-888-HALO, and they leave all kinds of messages during the month. And we got the whole month worth of voicemails right here. And it's a lot of them. We had to pare it down to the good ones. So let's get into that right now.
Yo, Podtacular, it's Team Zebra. I am down in my basement right now playing Halo 2. And I just had a thought. You know how it says it's like unofficial Halo 2 podcast? Well, why can't you make it official? Pretty cool. Be like the first official Halo podcast. Well, just thought I'd leave you that thought, and see you later. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, what's up? This is PuffballPuzzleZero. Yes, I just have something for the Halo 3 wish list. Yes, I wish that you could hold the grenades in your hand and then drop them to let them go. And also, I wish that you could just drop them so they you don't have to throw them. Okay, that's all. Great job with the podcast. Yep. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular. I'm just calling with a custom game. It's called Skullball. Basically, it's just like football. What it is it's oddball with everybody has no shields. And you use a plasma pistol, no warthogs or anything, you know. There's three teams, okay. There's a blue team and a red team, or whatever two basic colors you want to have facing off, you know. And then there's the referees, or the coaches, and they're like, they're usually purple or something that stands out. The referees go on banshees or just patrol around the area with snipers. And the other two teams play football with the eyeball, basically how you would play football in the real world. It's a pretty fun game, you know, once you're playing, I was playing with a big group of people, and everybody started cheating, you know, so everybody died from the referees. Keep up with the great podcast. Yeah.
What's up, Podtacular? This is Juice 57 and Sharp Shot 15. And we were just playing a big team battle game over on Waterworks. So
no, it was Containment.
It's a
Containment.
Containment, sorry. Yeah, Containment. It's a we're playing a multi-bomb first to three. And the other team's down by one. Down by one person. They got a modder on their team. Turns out, they get the first one. I pick up the bomb and I just walk it over there and score it. Nobody even touches me. We tie the game up 1-1. The modder is running around so fast he can't even pick up the ball.
I throw a grenade.
Throw a grenade. He blows up. We pick up the second one. We got about 5 minutes left. We get over there. We arm it really quickly. We come back. We're up 2-1. The modder comes over, he arms it, ties it up 2-2, and then, you can go ahead and take a sharp shot.
In the last, 2 minutes or so of the game, it's all tied up. The modder made about 3 attempts to score. We kept killing him, and we just all rushed in, got the bomb halfway armed, and then took a second and third rush, finally got it armed and planted, won the game with a few seconds left. So don't quit when you're playing against a modder, because you can beat them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say is that, yeah, seriously, when you see a modder on the other team, don't quit, because you can beat them.
Yep.
So there's some tales from the foxhole for you cool people over at Podtacular. Keep on fragging trucks without modders in the back of those semis that are being pulled by the dump trucks with frags in them.
Hey, Podtacular, this is the Flaming Ninja. I have a custom game, and it's called, it can be called many things, but I call it Tag. It's basically, if you have a Warthogs game type, it's best played on Coagulation, where you have 4 Warthogs, and it's better with about 4 people, but any more than that would be fine, as long as you probably won't have enough Warthogs, probably 3 to 4 people. Or 5 people if you want. And what happens is, one person is on the ground, and he is at red or blue base, wherever you decide, and everyone else is in a Warthog trying to run that person over all at the same time. And once you get run over, whoever ran you over gets out of their hog, and you get in there, and he gets to run around. So it's kind of like opposite of Tag. The person who's it would be trying not to get run over, but it's actually pretty fun. And it gets pretty crazy when there's about 4 Warthogs trying to run you over at the exact same time. And that's my custom game, so I hope this gets on the show. Keep it up.
Hey, this is GD Paintball. I have playing too much Halo 2. You know, you're playing too much Halo 2 when you're shopping at an outdoor mall, and you look at the roof and you say, wow, that would be a great place to super bounce. Actually did that the other day. See ya.
Hey, Bob Decker, plasma grenades. Since at my middle school, the 8th grade is putting up all their posters for the freshman officers. So they're going to vote on Friday for whoever gets that, and I guess they're going to be their officers for the freshman year in high school. So everybody has all their signs up there saying vote for and then whoever. So tomorrow at school I'm going to put up a sign that says vote for JR. If you don't know, what's funny about that is somebody else in Podtacular Pro B voted for JR, and he's supposed to be running for president sometime, so I'm having him run for class president, even though he's not really.
Hey, this is Play Tactics, and I got one for your You Know You Play Too Much Halo Ben segment. You know you play too much Halo when you're playing Super Mario on your Super Nintendo, and you teabag the little turtle things after you kill them? I just couldn't stop doing it today. I couldn't control myself. Again, this is Play Tactics. Keep up the good work, Podtacular.
Hey, Podtacular. It's me, Rockfist. I just wanted to say, I really like all the new t-shirts that you have on your website, like all the ones from different things that people have sent in on emails, like the I'm a Gay Marine one and all the different no staring grenades, those ones. I really like those a lot. I just wanted to call in and say that. Thanks.
Hey, Podtacular. I'm just calling in with a funny story. Yesterday I was playing on co-ed, and a warthog was coming at me, so I threw a sticky at the ground. It passed over and it blew up, sending the warthog up into the air, flipping, and it landed, it went soaring over my head, so I stuck it again just for fun. And it lands behind me and crushes an enemy ghost that was coming up behind me. I got 4 kills in that day, and it was just absolutely hilarious. Keep on doing good with podcasts. Yeah. Bye.
What is up, Podtacular and Fumo Jive? This is Gemini Ace, and I just wanted to call. I'm driving home and thinking about stuff, and give you all kids all say what's up and put weigh in my 2 cents about the whole Halo 3 and the trailer and everything else. Basically, I think it was a very cool trailer, which we had seen a little bit of gameplay, but that's okay. My opinion is we're going to see a lot, maybe some of the older weapons, like, of course, the assault rifle that he was publishing, which is awesome. So excited about that. And maybe they'll even toss in the old overpowered pistol with the super zoom, so that would be very cool. Just for, if they're going to do it, if this is going to be the third and final game, why just throw it in? Throw in, everything kitchen sink, all the maps, all the stuff from the Halo PC, just might as well, if they're going to do it, this is obviously going to be their last hurrah with the franchise, then just give us everything we want, let us play for, 5 or 6 years on this game and call it a day. And then they can go work on, Marathon 2 or Duke Nukem Forever or whatever they want to play, work on. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents, and I'm Gemini, and peace out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is UPSman 23. I'm calling from New York City inside a bus. Yeah, it's kind of sad. I don't really have a tip or anything, but I just I'm kind of bored and decided to call. I'll try to call back later with a custom game. All right. You're doing a good job. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Facehead. And I'm just wanting to let everyone know that I'm making custom Halo 3 desktops. I've actually posted some on my blog. And if anyone really wants one, they can just send me a message on Podtacular. Alright, keep on fragging trucks.
What's up, Podtacular? This is Immortal 3. Just wanted to let y'all know that on Oak Sims podcast, episode 12, they read my email about Podtacular and gave us a great shout out. And we're also on the front page of iTunes podcast section. So I want to let y'all know that. Peace.
Hey guys, this is Brent Gamer. This is like the third time I've called. I'm calling again because the other two calls, they just plain out sucked. It was something about Red Bull and steroids, and I think I was like half asleep that night. Anyway, now I'm going to tell you a tale from the foxhole. It's going to be awesome. Now, if I was going to tell you a regular tale from the foxhole, I'd just say I threw a plasma grenade, it stuck a guy, he died, our team won, blah, blah, blah. But this one's a little more interesting. Okay, so on coagulation, I was playing big team battle, playing CTS, and I actually grabbed the ghost, and through the back, you can actually get the ghost into the base, because the door's big enough, so I rammed the ghost into the base, and I waited next to the grab lift for the enemy to come up, so I could kill them, you know, I could splatter them as they went up the grab lift. Well, I see the warthog come underneath me, I get ready to run him over, and then three of my teammates actually jump down from the ceiling of the base on Coag right before I ram towards the grab lift, and I end up betraying three of my guys. Of course, I still killed the other guys coming up the grab lift from the other team, but then there's a whole incident with a sticky grenade and some dude teabagging a ghost, and honestly, I don't even know what he was doing. But we won the game. I don't know if my ghost helped, but I do know that my ghost killed three of my teammates. So, that's the end of my message. Keep on fragging trucks.
Yo, what's up, Potacular? This is Dialpex, and I just wanted to leave a tale of the foxhole with you guys, which happened to me, Russ, Brent, and Chevelle earlier this week. We were in the game on Zanzibar, and we were inside of the base defending. It was an assault game when one of their guys got inside of our base, opened the gate, and I don't know, he just hid it somewhere. We couldn't find him anywhere, and he spent the whole 7 or 8 minutes of the game, whatever it was, saying, "I am the gate opener. I've opened the gate. I've opened the gate. I am the gate opener. You are not the gate opener. I am the gate opener, and I've opened the gate." Literally, like, the whole entire time. So then, when it was about 30 seconds left, and he had to drop down to, you know, contest the bomb, we finally kill him, and so Chevelle and Russ started teabagging him along with Brent, and I was just watching from a distance. They're, like, shooting him with the shotgun dead on the ground and stuff like that. I was like, "Open this, bitch. What now? What now?" And it was just, like, the funniest thing after that, dude. They could not, like, the whole entire game, we could not play because we were laughing so hard. It was just, like, wicked funny. But that was my tale of the foxhole, and I'm sure Brent, Russ, and Chevelle are going to get a laugh out of this when they hear. But, all right, keep up the great work. And just want to give a shout-out to Pro B, all the awesome members and staff, and G. Lewis, the Overlord, as well. So, go Potaculum. See you later, guys. Peace out.
Hey, Potaculum, I've got a custom game for you. This one is called Rednecks. It's a territories game with as many slots as you can on. You play with no shields and shotguns, and all the vehicles on the map are warthogs. And it just turns into a really redneck, hoedown, fun, that kind of thing. I don't know, it's pretty cool. So yeah, it's good job on the show, and keep good work. See you guys.
Yo, Podtacular, this is Phantom Get, and, homesick. Yeah. I was, just listening to your episode 60, and, Fumo trashed the 360 for Backwash not being able to load properly, and I gotta say, Backwash is probably one of the worst maps there are. Like, it's kind of fun, but you don't really play it in matchmaking, because it's kind of gay. But, the 360 actually does something, pretty cool, because, it starts lagging, like, not, like, game interfering lag, but, you know, just enough lag that it's noticeable whenever someone grabs the camo. So it's like whenever someone grabs the camo and your screen starts lagging, if you have a 360, you're like, "Oh, someone's got the camo." And your entire team is, like, suddenly tipped off, and they're all on the lookout for the camo guy. It does help sometimes, because then you at least know someone has it, and you can warn your teammates so they don't scream stuff like, "You're modding!" at the other team for no apparent reason. So, quick, quote-unquote, quick call-in. Peace, guys. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Brent Gamer. I'm calling to address a very important issue that is plaguing Halo 2 players everywhere. No, I'm not talking about super jumping, and I'm not talking about modded Xboxes. I'm talking about what is commonly considered to be the steroid of our Halo sport. I'm talking, of course, about Red Bull. Halo 2 players everywhere are drinking this and getting new abilities that are unheard of in the Halo universe. They have been known to actually snipe people with needlers. Yes, they snipe people with needlers, and then they call you a noob. Also, when they teabag, earthquakes actually erupt from the ground and shake off a sniper. If he's trying to shoot him, he can't shoot him because he's too shaken up. Also, they've been known to teabag people that are still alive and kill them like that. Also, they've been known to conjure up Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris will actually run around and roundhouse kick you and kill you. So remember, guys, Red Bull is not only nasty, it's also the steroid of Halo 2, so don't drink it. Okay, don't drink it. Brent Gamer says don't drink Red Bull. That is all.
Hey, this is GT People. I have a, you know you're playing too much Halo 2, and this has actually happened to me. You know you're playing too much Halo 2 when you use Halo 2 words like Killtacular and Kilimanjaro in Hangman. Yeah, I've actually done that before. See you later. Bye.
What's up, Podtacular? It's DeathStealer009. I got a custom game for you. It's called Betrayers. So what you do is you set everybody on the same team. No betrayal point loss or time suffrage or anything like that. You put random weapons on, and the best amount to do it on is lockout. It's really crazy because everybody's like spawning right next to each other and everything killing each other. It's really fun. And that may be the only time you want to hear the phrase betrayal.
Or betrayed.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Wondering Halo, and I have a pretty fun custom game for you. It's a variation of zombies, and I like to call mine AIDS. And what it is the zombie can only use the needler, and the humans can only use the shotgun, and there are no vehicles on map. That if there were, that would make it hard for the zombie to kill you. I want to make it easy on him. And there, if you get killed by a needler, you have to change things, obviously. Everybody knows that. And there are no shields, of course. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, and I don't know if I already mentioned this, but the red guys can only use the shotgun and no beatdowns with the needlers. So back your rocks. Rain of grenades.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Fallfall430. Had a little story from the foxhole. One day we were playing Xbox Live. We were playing Team Slayer on Lockout. Someone on my team, something modder, I don't know what his name was, but he said, hey guys, you know what happens when you have a modder on your team? You win. And I'm like, uh-oh. And he goes, but this time, you lose. Immediately started committing suicide because I fall down. Then he said, hey, oh, I'm sorry. You guys want me to stop? And, you know, we said yes. Then he betrayed me, so I booted him. So, a little story there for you. Well, great job with the podcast. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. This is MegaGDTox. And I just had a custom game, or a tip, whichever way you like to put it, for all you noobs out there. Alright, so me and my friends, we just like to play this custom game. We just basically, it's just all swords. Just, it's a tip too, because it's great to master the sword, because whenever you get the sword, it's an ultimate opportunity to take out the entire team. If you're really good at swords, you can get a Killtacular pretty easily. So just practice up, noobs, and keep honing. That's it. Mega GD Talks out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Paintballer X. I just want to let you guys know, while listening to episode 59 in my car, Lone Banana Phone yelled out, and I actually got in a wreck, but it was a very minor one, so I'm okay. And it doesn't really matter to me, because it was definitely worth it. So, next episode, doesn't matter to me if you do it again. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, this is MaxDog249. I have a Tale from the Foxhole. We were playing at Burial Mounds. It was one flag, capture the flag. And I had sniper rifle. I was on defense. And I was going to get shotgun, and this warhog came up. And there was a guy in the turret, and he was like, you know, shooting. So, it, like, scared the crap out of me, and I had my sniper rifle out, so I jumped up and just started shooting at the hog, and I, first shot, I no-scoped the turret guy in the head, and it was pretty sweet. So, love to show you guys, it's great. Yeah, just listened to episode 59 last night. So, yeah, hope this gets on. See ya.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Armed Response X here. I have a tale from the foxhole for you guys. Okay, it happened on Double Team, on Gemini, just regular 2v2 Slayer, with my friend Acid Buster. And basically, we got off to a bad start. Score was 2-0. I started off by the carbine, went through the portal, to get nuke combo, like I normally do. And, of course, the opposing team was there, one of them anyway, and I got shot by the brute shot and died. My teammate went through the portal outside, and he died as well. So, definitely not a good start on that map. For anyone who plays this map a lot, they would know that this is not the map to start off badly on, simply because the other team will get the power weapons, mainly the sniper and the sword, and camp outside the rest of the game. So this is what me and my friend were expecting them to do. So when we responded, we immediately proceeded to go outside, you know, to try and ambush them. So he went through one door, and I went through the other door simultaneously to try and, you know, confuse them. As soon as we get outside, we realize that they're not there, and we get sniped from behind. So now the score is 4-0, and we immediately think, you know, they're obviously up top by the portal. So, you know, we try and go through the portal with dual weapons or whatever. We realize that's not a good idea. They were waiting for us with sword and sniper, so we died. When we tried to go through the opposite portal, we got sniped. We even tried to chuck plasma grenades up at them, but they would just jump down and dodge them and carbine us in the face. So the other team was definitely giving us a whooping. I think at this point the score was something like, 18-9 or something like that. So, yeah, we were not doing so hot. And just before me and my friend were about to give it another go through the portal together, I stopped him and said, let me stick you. So, my friend says, okay, let's give it a try. So, I stuck my friend just before, he went through the portal, and it was just hilarious hearing him, through, my communicator, hearing him say, Merry Christmas. And of course, you're hearing the other team scream, ah, and of course the grenade going off, and, my friend got a double kill for that. So that was just hilarious. Probably one of the funniest times ever on Halo 2 for me. And we actually came back to win that game because we had the sniper and the sword and, you know, we had the power weapons. So, yeah, that was a great game. It was very close, though, but we won. And I guess that's just a tip for anyone out there that if you're playing a map with a teleportal and you know the opposing team is camping, waiting for you for close-range weapons such as a sword or shotgun, then sometimes it's best to, you know, sacrifice one of your teammates' lives, you know, sort of throw them off balance and, you know, get more than one of them at a time. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that and hope it's useful. Rock on, Podtacular. Great podcast.
See ya.
Hey, this is Cal's Rule. I just heard myself on episode 59, or at least Lone Banana Phone talking about me, and I guess I finally got this retarded number right. I have a glitch. It's on the map Delta Halo. When you first get a ghost, it'll be after you've wiped out all the turrets and all the enemies on the base. It looks like Sanctuary. We'll go forward a little, fight some snipers, and then you'll go into like an open area with a base and a race. Get a ghost and backtrack all the way back to the very first level, or to the very beginning of the level. On the way back, you will see like a tree coming out of a hill. Use the ghost to ramp up the hill, and you can get outside of the map. It's awesome. You can take the ghost all around all sorts of mountains, and you can drop back in the map. Like, it's crazy. So much fun. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Mr. Ellison. And I was just listening to episode 58, and I heard someone say something about how you use the white button to talk over the mic, and you can also use the up button on the D-pad, and I think the up button on the D-pad is more for people who play Southpaw, who use the right thumbstick to move forward and strafe backwards, so they can keep moving, and use their left hand to hit the mic rather than their right hand. So, I was just going to clear that up for you, what I thought. So, tell me what you thought about that. That's it.
Okay, ladies, here is Daniel's special E3 rundown of the games that I thought were the ponage, and I know you will think too. Okay, start us off, since this is the Halo 2 podcast, Halo 3 made its special debut at the Man's Chinese Theater, where they showed a 2-minute and 23-second preview of the game. No gameplay, no real storyline details, well, maybe a few, but it was incredible. I cried. I did. No, not really, but I did a little bit. I cried a little bit. It was incredible. The game looks amazing, and the fact that all the graphics were rendered on an Xbox 360, which means that all those graphics are actually going to be what they look like, makes it even better. Okay, other than that, other Xbox 360 games that were the ponage. Gears of War. I saw a some guy playing that. It looked really good. A really good, solid third person shooter with lots of, you know, owning and aliens and, excuse me, kind of like Halo, but a little bit more realistic. I don't know. I thought it was awesome. And then there was the Wii, the underdog of the event, which I thought was really awesome. The innovative controller, which actually worked, was amazing. The games looked incredible. The remakes like Mario Galaxy, I'm not really that excited about. It was some of the new games that actually utilized the controller. Like, I can't remember what it was called, but it had sword fighting in it. And so I thought that was really cool. Games like that were amazing. So I'm looking forward to the Wii. Oh, yeah, and Duck Hunt 2. I mean, come on, who doesn't want Duck Hunt 2? All right, then there was the PS3, which lost. PS3 sucks. I'm going to say it right here. It's going to suck, and I know it's not going to sell well. And just the fact that it's $100 more for the cheaper system with half the good technology as the Xbox 360 makes me say, sucks to be Sony. But they did have a couple cool games there that I thought were worth mentioning. Heavenly Sword. Heavenly Sword. Remember that name, because that game will definitely go down as one of the coolest third-person fighting games ever. It's amazing. I don't really know how to describe it, except go to IGN.com and see the preview. Search Heavenly Sword. It's amazing. And Metal Gear Solid 4 looked really cool. Snake is really old now, which is cool, I guess, and he blows his brains out at the end, which is nice. Nice little touch. Other than that, it was like a regular E3. It was awesome, and I'm sad I didn't get to go. Oh, you probably thought I went, didn't you? No, you didn't. All right, this is Daniel saying, if you have any other questions about E3, send me a personal message on X on podtacular.com, Fumo Drive. See you later. Peace.
All right, so this is our call-ins. Hope you guys liked it. And you can send us in stuff as well at 206-888-HALO. And call us in whatever you want to do. Just keep it under 3 minutes. Don't tell us your life story. And make it Halo-related. Jeez. Make it cool. Maybe we'll put it in there.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. So, on to the Tales from the Foxhole. This is the segment where we start talking about in-game stories from Halo 2. People have all kinds of crazy experiences in Halo 2, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of them here. So, let's get going with that. Start with MJ2027. who says, "Hey guys, what's up? Got a story from Tales from Foxhole here. Well, I was in a custom game in Halo 2 Zanzibar, and it was all swords. The thing was in, let's see, it was in this game with this dude named, okay, he doesn't...
His ex-wife.
His ex-wife is his name?
Yeah, his ex-wife.
Right. Got killed by his ex-wife. Okay. They were playing, you noticed that when you lunge, it makes you jump a little bit. So he said he aimed up and lunged, and he was on top of the map. And then landed, and he was on top of the sides, basically, of the map. It was a great strategy for sniping. All right. Awesome.
Why doesn't everyone just do that?
Wow. Great
idea.
It's a wonder
no one just looks up at the sky and just swings their sword.
At his ex-wife.
Yes.
Next time I see his ex-wife, I'll definitely do that and land on top of the map.
You see someone in the supermarket, like, "Oh, that's my ex-wife over there." Fumo gets out his switchblade. He's like, "Hold on, I'm gonna try to get on the top of the map.
Let's see if I can lock on my reticle here. I burn into my eyeball."
You walk up to her, you're like, "It's not getting red. Are you standbying?"
Like, you're lagging, man. You're flying all over the supermarket. What are you doing?
Oh my god.
Gets at the turkey. Noob combo! Turkey and mayo.
What the hell? Turkey, dude.
I like turkey.
Turkey combo.
Turkey jerky.
Nice. Okay, on to the next one.
Right, it's a funny word, turkey jerky.
Anyway, Raging Roadkill goes on to say, "I was playing a split-screen game with a friend with a modified Rocket Slayer game type on Coagulation. The catch is, he shot himself with the rocket that he fired at my Banshee. I was charging at my friend in a Banshee, and he locked on and fired a missile. I dodged it with the barrel roll. What he didn't know is that the rocket was pulling a huge U-turn. I heard a hissing noise and did a barrel roll just to be safe. The rocket, which I thought was gone, streaked by and hit my friend.
Nice.
After pissing ourselves laughing, we tried it again, this time with the Warthog. I got about 30 seconds, it felt like it, of rocket flight time with the Warthog. A little more with the Ghost Spectre, and about 1 minute with the Banshee. The real challenge is to predict where the rocket will come from without looking at it. If you master that, who knows what you can do in a Slayer game. Dude, I'd pull off some crazy rocket stunts like that."
That's awesome, dude. Kill the guy that freaking shot the rocket by barrel rolling.
That actually reminds me of this one picture I saw on the internet. This one guy took some balloons of rockets, and he stuck them on the back of his car. He started driving really fast down the freeway, and the balloons were all floating in the air behind him, looking like missiles. So it looked like he was getting shot at by rockets. And I mean, that's a great excuse to use to a cop if you're speeding on the highway. "But officer, I was getting chased by rocket missiles."
"I was trying to power slide, man. I couldn't get away from him." "I was trying to go for a wall and do a power slide, man. It didn't work."
Yeah.
All right, well, I accidentally closed the show notes, so I'll make up a call-in. Hi, my name is G. Lewis, and I am gay.
Oh!
Nice tail from the foxhole, G. Lewis. GoPro A.
Oh, man, you're going to get flamed for that. Actually, I'm going to get flamed for that. And you're going to... And you're going to receive the forwards.
No, that's a G-H-E-Y. G-H-E-Y.
That doesn't help, dude.
But no, see, G-A-Y is awesome. I mean, go do your thing, dude. It's awesome. So.
Alright, anyway. While you're reloading the show notes.
Is he making any sense to you, Fumo?
Not really. Are you speaking like Outer Slobovian or something? Or I don't know.
Outer Slambobian?
Yeah, I think
I
so.
Can speak that language. Okay, I have it up, okay.
Alright.
Puffball234 says, "Dear Assassin 4. Okay. And then he says, "My story from Halo 2 is one time in lockdown, I was heading towards the sword when an opponent grabbed it. I was so mad I started to head backwards shooting him with a BR when he lunged towards me with the sword, but I jumped at the last second and he fell off the edge. Since I did some damage, I got the kill. I was not mad anymore."
Wow. Nice.
Good story. Yeah. Good story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Use the fierce
dodging sword.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Wow. Nice.
So, oh,
nice.
That's wonderful.
Turkey jerky.
On to Scarab Gunner, who says, so I was in the 6v6 game of Team Snipers on Waterworks, and as the game started off, he said he was in the zone. He had 9 kills, while everyone else on my team had 2 or 3. After a while, my team started catching up with my score, but so was the other team, and the score was 49-49. Before I had a chance to react, I was headshot, causing me and my team to lose the game. I could have cried. Thanks for ruining my story. Keep on sticking SUVs. Okay, so like... yeah, that's like a bad story, right? I was getting all excited. 49-49, I was like, okay, so where's the, like, the finale where you, like, kill him and
where's
win?
Where's the
throw a random nade, stick someone
the
in
the cliche
game.
Random nade.
Yeah, I know, man.
That kills and wins the game.
Yeah. And then I got a headshot and I lost. Bummer.
Down.
That all right, keeps us like, guessing. I'd like to go down a little bit and read a story.
Please do.
Like, okay, a book, basically, by Cowman9.
Right.
He says, so me and my friend joined a big team battle on Terminal. When the game started, my friend and I got into the Warthog in the garage, and I drove down the road with him in the turret. When we got to the part of the road that goes to the train loading area, I drove into the wall and stopped for about 2 seconds when a guy from the opposing team jumped into my Warthog passenger seat screaming, "Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I won't shoot you! I can be your hostage!" Well, me and my friend went along with it and told him he couldn't shoot. Okay. I got the Warthog going again and jumped the tracks in the courtyard. We then told our team not to hurt him while he told his team not to shoot, and that he was our hostage. As we drove around the courtyard, impervious to attacks and mowing down the opposition with the turret, our hostage realized that he still had a gun and started shooting our guys. When he killed one, I drove the Warthog up the dirt road that goes over the tracks to stop him from hurting my team and to take him where only his team was. But as I reached the tracks, I hit something and lost enough speed to stop me from making it over and hit the little edge next to the tracks. The Warthog fell onto the tracks and both tires got stuck on either side of the track. I tried to go, but I was stuck. Both my friend and hostage were yelling at me to go. I told them I couldn't. I bailed and fell below the tracks. When I landed, I heard them say, "Oh my god, Cowman left, who's gonna drive?" His friend said, "Crap, train, get out." Hostage said, "The walls stopped me from getting out. Ah, oh my god, ah." Followed by a double death scream when they died. He looked up just in time to watch the Warthog and both of them be blasted off the map by the train. Definitely the funniest moment he has ever witnessed, slash heard, slash taken part of on Xbox Live. Sadly, neither me nor my friend found out who our hostage was when we asked in the post-game lobby because everyone left. If our hostage is listening to you guys, I would like him to send me a message. And that ends today's story.
Nice. Story time. That was great, dude. That guy got, like, stuck on the tracks.
That's the worst, though, when you get stuck. You're like,
oh,
oh God.
Oh, my God. And then the train. What are you doing? Who's going to drive? Train. Ah.
The train always comes when you least expect it. It sucks. Like, sometimes I'll be standing on the edge, and I'll be looking both ways, and like, no, the train's not coming. And I'll just stand there and be waiting, and I could have crossed by then. And the train's not coming, so I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll walk around. But as soon as I step on the tracks, it's a Wile E. Coyote moment. I just get flattened by the thing. It's so annoying.
It watches people. It's like lurking in that gray little back thing there. It's like,
give me the pedestrian light, dude. The, like the walk and stop, you know? Like, oh, the it's red hand is flashing. Okay, hang on. It's coming.
It's especially the most insulting when you get run over the train and it happens to be doing one of those sound effects where you hear people on the train screaming like, ah!
No, that's what the people on the train.
Yeah, it's insulting.
It's like a beep. It's like,
what the hell?
They don't sound like that.
It's well, a cat on the train.
A cat? Nice. There's a cat on the train. Yeah. If you guys listen real close, Loma Nefo will be heard making his voiceover.
Okay, one from Fatal Hit X. He says, "Hey, this is Fatal Hit X, pronounced Fatal Hit X, not Fatalix."
Oh, thanks.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I was playing a matchmaking game of Slayer on Foundation, and so there was their team chasing me. And a guy had a rocket launcher, so I turned the corner and chuck a grenade. Just a prayer, and it explodes. The rocket guy turns the corner, fires, but he didn't get clear of the corner. So the rocket hits the wall, and since the other team is so close together there and has their shields down, I get a triple kill. Great show, guys. and one thing for Fumojaya. Can you rope me?
That sounds can I rope you? Strangely erotic.
I don't know.
that was me.
Sounds erotic.
Okay, I was listening to that episode 59 with me and JVB.
Yeah.
Can you rope me today? And we had a sub in Spanish. I was sitting there, and I was listening to it, and I started cracking up with the "can you rope me" part, and he comes over, and he starts asking me all these questions about what I'm listening to. I was like, "It's Podtacular." He's like, "It's what?" His name is Mr. Shalom. His name is Mr.
Yes!
Shalom.
Oh, man, I wish that was my name. That would rule.
He has big nose and a very large mustache, and he was, like, interrogating me on, like, he was like, "So how do you start a podcast?" And he's like, "I'm thinking of starting a podcast on my own." And everyone in the class, like, started chuckling to themselves. He's like, "Yes, I will make it on how I teach my college classes." And I'm like, "Sir, wow. You're a substitute teacher for a high school."
You, anyway. Sir, are a dumbass.
Mr. Shalom.
Mr. Shalom. Oh my gosh, man, I thought my name was, like, it was cool until I heard that one, man. The last name is Funk. But Shlom, man. I'm telling you. All right, which one did you just read? I'm, like, lost here.
I went way back up to the top, right after Scarab Runner.
Dude, I'm totally confused here.
Scarab Runner. Just pick one. Pick one.
All right, I'll move on down here.
There's many.
On to Dialpex, who says, "Hey, guys, what's up? I knew this Halo Camp thing where someone would come up as me and..." Okay, wait. "This Halo Camp thing would come up as me and JVB were just cracking up one day talking about the most random things ever." And he said, this one time at Halo Camp. All right, he said, "JVB is on, please tell him the story about Salmonator on the teabagging class." Okay, anyway, the funny... Dude, this is like going on to some random stuff. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one.
Lone Banana Phone. How about Lone Banana Phone tell us the story as Salmonator? Or as JVB? Go on, Lone. You can do it.
Okay, where is it? I'm trying to find it. Who is it by?
Dialpex.
Oh, it's Dials? Dialpex is probably my hero, more or less. Oh, here it is, okay. Dialpex says, okay, I'll read the first paragraph in my own voice. "Hey guys, what's up? I knew this Halo Camp thing would, come up as me and JVB were just cracking up one day, talking about the most random things ever, and he said, this one time at Halo Camp, lol, if JVB is on..."
What does that stand for?
"Please, LOL, laugh out loud."
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It means,
lots of love for little oscillating ladies.
Is a lady
dude,
oscillate.
I'm gonna think about that every time now.
Okay, if JVB's on, please tell him the story about Salmonator on the teabagging class. Lol. Okay, I'll be all awesome
ladies.
JVB. Okay, I will be JVB right now.
Ooh, I'm. This is exciting.
Okay,
ooh.
So one time, me and Salmonator were in the pregame lobby and we were talking about Halo Camp.
Little awesome ladies.
Oh my god. JVB, what did you do to Lone Banana Phone?
I'll go get him.
Hi guys, I'm back. Don't ask me why JVB is in my house. He's talking to Arnold right now.
And little awesome ladies.
Yes.
Oh great.
That was freaking funny, dude.
Wow.
I read that. And the funniest thing was that we could only imagine him crouching down and showing students how to teabag. Anyways, I just wanted to share with you guys that Pro B is not offering practice sessions to Pro A members. I'm not going to read the rest of this because I already know what he's going to say. He's going to say, "Oh wait, I'm wrong because Pro A is better than Pro B. I'm sorry, I'm Dialpex, I'm stupid, go Pro A."
Shall we move on?
Yes, please. End this torture.
Torture. Alright, move on, go ahead. Mance, you're up.
And torture. Okay. That's how you say torture in Spanish.
That's nice.
Thank you. Gracias.
Lead Poisoning says, one time while playing Gulch Wars in multi-team on coagulation, I killed a scorpion tank with the Gauss Warthog from across the map.
Nice.
And after it blew up, the dead tank was spinning around. After 30 seconds of the tank just spinning around, it flew up 30 feet into the air.
Wow.
Then the tank was flying at me while I'm still in the Warthog. The dead tank then splattered me and it said I committed suicide. The most messed up thing that's ever happened to me. Dude.
Damn.
Man, what are the chances, really?
Wow.
Oh, man.
They've got to... I mean, like, the creators of the game have got to be sitting in on some games and just being like,
tank land on it. Make it land on it.
I know, huh? That's awesome,
little button
dude.
Just for that, I bet.
I love tanks.
Well, moving on to Teen Zebra, who says, hey, guys, I got a story that's very strange and creepy. Okay, I was on lockout. I was by myself. The party was closed because I was just trying to get out of the level. Well, anyway, at one point, I jumped just randomly. I was not trying to do anything in particular when I suddenly fell through the floor and was killed by the guardians. Anyway, I just thought it was a glitch, so I continued. Well, I jumped around, and the thing was I could not jump without getting killed by the guardians. And this happened at least 20 times in a row. Note that I didn't use the guardian glitch on myself. And eventually, I started to get tired of this and eventually invited some friends. But when they came in, it no longer worked. Okay, that's freaky.
Oh, maybe it was the ghost of lockout. Dum, dum, dum.
Could be.
You don't
okay.
know.
Okay, I'm going to read this next tip as Lord Hobo.
Okay. I like crumpets.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Nice tip, dude. One. Yeah, I'll go get some crumpets now. I'll see you guys in a minute.
Later.
Plasma Grenade says... Hey, this is Plasma Grenades. He always says that. Kind of pees me off. He's like, hey, this is Plasma Grenades. Calling in for the 19th time this week.
He's awesome, man.
I heart Plasma Grenades. Okay, anyway. And a while ago, I was playing Skirmish with Gate 1 and Gate 1 on Terminal, and Gate 1 had the flag. When the Wraith rammed him, and he went flying in the air and landed next to where you have to score, and everyone on the other team started calling him a modder. Gate 1 started arguing that if he was modding, he would have been using them the entire game. Not just when he got the flag time, but there's my screensaver again. Hold on. And that time, but they didn't believe him and left him cheating feedback.
Wow. So wait, so he they rammed him, and he landed right next to the flag spawn plant point thingy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's a good tell from the foxhole.
I wish I could do that on, you know, on command. You know.
Really?
Run me to my flag.
Dude, sometimes some of these things are like the most impossible situations that you could ever imagine.
I'm convinced people like Bungie Studios sits in on some games. They're just like, make him be a damn.
Speaking of improbable situations, Spumo, yeah. I gotta read this next one.
All right.
It doesn't seem physically possible. But if it is, it's awesome. Here, I'll
see.
LucasFan678 says, hey, Podtacular. I just wanted to tell you guys something that happened to me yesterday. So I was playing on coagulation, and this fully loaded warthog came at me. So I threw a grenade at the ground and backed up. The grenade goes boom, right as the hawk goes over it, and it goes flying over my head as I stick with the plasma, and it goes soaring in the sky and hit the enemy Banshee, which had a sniper guy standing on top of it. He got 5 kills. It was so funny. Also,
yes!
and
3
was,
plus
also,
1. Wait.
Also, 2 Banshee,
I was on Waterworks.
3, yeah.
Also, I was on Waterworks, and I was coming out of the little bridge on the middle with the Wraith. I boosted and hit both Spectres and both Banshees. Turns out they were all chasing after each other and happened to be at the opening of the tunnel. So I got 10 kills, and those 10 kills won the game for us. Keep up the good work.
Wow. So you ended...
Yeah, okay.
He ended with 55 kills. It was 45 to 43, and ended with 55 kills. That's freaking awesome.
Wow. That's incredible.
Dude.
I don't think that's possible. Wait.
That's like two amazing stories in one.
But listen, he said he hit both Spectres and both Banshees, right?
Right.
That's incredible.
I know, that's freaking amazing. The first one was amazing enough, man, but nonetheless,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, really.
This game is drive vehicles a lot or something.
To that I say, GG.
Wow.
You game.
Yeah, all right, so let's do one or two more, and let's wrap this puppy up here. Got one from Coldest Iceman, who says, "Sup guys, I was playing Lockout a few days ago. I was walking over the little glass thing in the middle of the map when my friend tried to slash me with a sword. Somehow, he pushed me through the glass, and then I fell through the bottom floor. Mysteriously, the whole map disappeared for him, and he was under everybody. No one could kill him, but he could kill everyone else. He said he was owning until he ran out of ammo, and he couldn't do anything." So it's a still from the
incredible.
Voxel. Wow. Ghost of Lockout, I guess.
It's a very ghosty week this week.
Woo!
Okay,
Hey, can you do me a favor, Lone Banana Phone?
What?
If your screensaver hasn't kicked in, could you read the next one with an English accent? You just have the greatest English accent, I gotta
hear.
Okay, is it the one about... Oh, this is the Eli's house one.
Yes.
We had a steel day with this one last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. Classic Rock Guy says, "Me and a couple of friends were all playing online at Eli's house."
I was there last week, man. That's great.
Hooray for Eli.
Eli's mom is nice.
Yeah, she's good. She got us
she
chocolate
us...
cookies.
Yeah,
Eli's
and,
mom.
And chocolate milk.
We were all online as sadistic Luster's guests. We went into team training and got Team Slayer on Colossus. At first, we couldn't find anybody. Then we sat down and had a tea party. Then I spotted all four of them in the single file line crouched. They were all at... Oh, this is a good one. Okay. This is my favorite telephone box.
I know, man. This is great.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me for a second. Okay.
I know.
Screensaver one.
Of course. Dude. Don't tell us something new.
At first, we couldn't find anybody. Then I spotted all four of them in a single line, all crouched. They were all advancing towards me. They were all pink elites. When they got near me, they didn't shoot, but kept on marching. It was really funny. Everyone on my team joined in the marching. That was really weird. In a little while, I got bored and assassinated all four of them. I've never seen anybody do that before. It was pretty funny.
Oh my god. It's like they were playing Halo 2 and a Congo line broke out.
They're all pink elites, dude. The pink elite march.
Oh, that's...
What would you do if you ran into someone like that in matchmaking, dude? What would you do? Like, run along a line of waterworks, they're like, "We represent the Lollipop Guild." You're awesome.
What if they just started busting out some coordinated dancing and Oompa Loompa music? Oompa Loompa, Oompa
Loompa.
My, have we a foxhole for you?
Good nice. On,
wow. Okay.
Team Grumpets.
We had a tea party. We saw some.
Tea party. Hey, listen, you there. Hey, you listen. I got something to say to you. It's about
what the hell did you just say,
man?
That's
my impression. That's Lord Hobo. When I'm playing with him on Xbox Live, he's like, "Hey, is it, and we're all like, "Yeah, dude, yeah. Work it."
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Lord Hobo is my favorite person.
Speaking of British people, the HBO Helljumpers rock. Woo, shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stayed on.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, speaking of the HBO Helljumpers, congratulations, Stunt Mutt, on getting married. That's awesome.
Woo-hoo.
You guys know Stuntmutt, right? It makes 117.
Yeah, dude.
Comics. Yeah.
Dude, I read every episode of that. That's awesome. Definitely.
Love it.
And to Lewis, we for that matter. Because he's awesome. And we appreciate him continuing to keep the HBO community rocking.
You actually said his name wrong. It's Louie Wu.
Oh, Louie Wu. I apologize.
Yeah.
Even though it's not his real name, but that's alright.
That came as a shock to me, too. It's okay.
Wow. Dude, everyone pronounces everyone's name wrong. I mean, people have come up to me and pronounced it Lo-ni but Nana
Bo-ni. That's why I say banana.
The best game If you're ever bored, if you're ever bored, start playing a game where you start saying everyone in the party's gamer tag backward. my name is Enof Ananab Ino.
You memorize that, you loser.
No, man, you suck. Well, I'm full more gym, so whatever. Yeah, so, okay, wrapping it up. We have, next week, we have the update show coming up. Actually, it's probably going to be coming up real soon because of the, it's so bizarre. We actually recorded this episode after the next episode.
Last night.
Yeah.
We recorded the episode that you guys haven't listened to last night.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it's really weird. So, basically, really soon, the next episode's coming out. Yeah, great.
When is this one coming out, do you think?
Soon.
Right now. For the listener, it is right now.
Right now. As you hear it. So, basically, we're going to be talking about the update show next week, where we talk about the latest stuff going on in Halo 2 and Halo 3, and what's happened at Podtacular, and a few surprises. All kinds of cool stuff in there. Check it out.
Send in your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. We ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. And you don't need to register to send in anything.
But we'd like you to.
Yes. Please do, and participate in the forums, because
we've
got a whole community going on here, man.
Okay, I'm going to read this next last thing backwards. Hola, 888-602-TA. Liam Isayov. Renet Sil Ruolak.
Translation, please.
Yeah.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
We're just going to expect you guys to figure that out, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's you, Fumo.
Oh, yeah, I'm up. Shout out to Quality Jeverage, artist of Weekly Porridge, the Podtacular Weekly comic. Dude, that thing's awesome, man. I love that comic. It's on podtacular.com. It's put on the front page every week.
I want to be in there. Jeverage, if you're listening, put me in, dude.
Everybody wants to be in there, man. Yeah, it's a cool comic, though.
But I'm lone banana phone,
yeah,
okay?
And he is wasting valuable air time to do it. So yeah.
Valuable air time, dude.
That he is.
Okay, let me do the shout-outs, because I wrote them. Okay, shout-outs to JV Bizzle, God, Painkiller 05, and Chris Oranci and Phil Adams. We both go to Strathaven High School. Woo. All
right. And some shout-outs for me, of course, Louis Wu from HBO for being awesome. And KP, good job for getting a job at Bungie. You rock. And Pinka, you make sweet pictures. Thanks for the one you made me. And I don't know, and Lukey125, because you guys asked me to. So, yeah, whatever.
Hey, I also wanted to mention Gamertag Radio, dude. Those guys did some amazing E3 coverage. If you guys, you know, followed the latest on E3, what happened and everything, GamertagRadio.com, those guys did such an amazing job keeping up with you know, all the E3 coverage, with all the games, all the awesome interviews. They just did such an amazing job. You guys got to check it out at GamertagRadio.com, man. A great podcast, by the way. And it's really cool because it's a really different slant. It's like hip-hop oriented, so it's just, I don't know. It's just cool because it's got like hip-hop culture in there and stuff with like some rappers and things.
Wait, the podcast is, I just blanked out, the podcast is hip-hop oriented?
Yeah, which is like different, you know. It's like it's a gamer podcast, but occasionally they throw in stuff like about hip hop artists and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, I
it's
thought like, you meant like they like present the podcast in a hip hop way, like. Well, they kind of guess what? Halo 3 is coming out, and it's gonna be sweet.
No,
exactly.
No. They don't sing.
That's pretty good
sing,
though. You should audition for. Give or take radio. I think it'll be like, we'll consider you. We'll give you a call. Yeah, we'll call you up. No, giveortakeradio.com is awesome, though.
8 Mile, the Lone Banana Phone Edition.
Yeah, dude, Godfrey, no, seriously, Godfrey got like 2 hours of sleep every night of the freaking show on that. He like went in with the MP3 recorder and recorded like every single, you know, possible interview he could possibly do, and he just did an amazing job with like got all kinds of awesome interviews, got tons of like video and audio, and just did a great job. So check it out. And before I forget, also shout out to xblradio.com, the Xbox Live Radio guys. We got Rusty Ranchero and man, what is the other guy's name? Dang. There's like they have two hosts on two different podcasts. They alternate every week. It's Mr. Carpal Tunnel. And yeah, so those guys do a great job too. Really appreciate them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That good name guys. Is good like guys. A little yeah. risque.
Yeah, I know them. Cool guys.
Yeehaw!
So check them okay. out at xblradio.com.
Thanks to Cyclonic for editing our audio.
Woohoo!
Cyclonic is man. Yeah, Cyclonic.
Okay.
Yeah. Cyclonic es una abuela porque me gustan las supermercadas y las otras personas.
Yo tengo un gato en los pantalones.
El picote es en mis pantalones.
Okay, so wow.
That means the mustache.
Obviously, we're at the end because we're speaking Spanish in like weird sentences. So, guys, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive,
and I'm Vince from Halo Portable,
and I'm Mince from Halo. I'm Lone Man.
Keep on fucking trucks, guys.
Wait, no. The noise is playing in the background. And then pretty soon you're going to hear, "That's all, folks." Okay. But I have a poem for you. Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue, JVB makes funny noises. Thanks all.
There's only one thing left to say.